Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Cologne Podcast.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan.
And we're two best friends. We're going on a fragrance adventure, smelling fragrances, giving you an uneducated opinion.
Yeah, and it might sound a little different for a couple of reasons. We got some new gear.
Yeah.
We have officially moved this out to the big living area here.
Yes. The big studio living area.
Yeah. And if you're a subscriber to our Patreon, you see what's going on behind the scenes right now.
That is true.
Yeah. We gave them a little tease.
Mm-hmm.
We're building something. So it might sound a little echoey right now. But I think that'll get fixed. But I do have a feeling that this audio is going to sound real juicy.
I hope so. Well, yes, either way, the podcast studio is under construction. So right now we are working on a mobile unit. And if you're a Patreon, you know exactly why this is mobile, because of a separate podcast we give you that you can listen to that's not anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not anywhere else. And if you go there, but we're going to do our first 10 episodes there.
Right.
Then we'll put it out there for the masses.
Okay. Well, let's keep this conversation going about Patreons, because we've got a Patreon who just won something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forgot. Mm-hmm. We're announcing it right here, right now. Same That's time. Right.
Same place. Doug.
That's right, Doug. What's up, Dougie?
Yeah, Dougie boy. Thanks for being a Patreon. You just won a partial bottle of
Ralph's Club
Parfum.
Big thanks again to Mark over at myfragrancesamples.com. He's helping make that happen. Once a month, he's helping us give away a partial bottle from whatever he decants to put out there, you know?
Yeah.
So, Doug, you're going to get that. We're going to get in touch with you, get your
address,
and we might come and visit you.
No, but we will mail this out for you. We've actually got a message from Doug we'll read later.
Yeah.
Not right now, Ryan, because I'm going to read you a Fragrantica review of the fragrance that we're doing on today's episode.
Oh, God, I know people are waiting for it.
Yes, that's right. So if you tuned in to hear what we think about Lamal Elixir, I'm going to tell you what Sephir Skater has to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Smells so extremely cheap. Like in Playboy fragrance. We actually do have a really cheap Playboy fragrance. We've waited forever to do an episode on.
I had the greatest intro idea for it.
Mm-hmm. And then he got canceled.
Yeah, I don't think people want to do it. I don't know. I think it would have been funny, though.
Well, we're still going to do the fragrance. That episode sure to be full of hilarity, so...
Yeah, so they just think it smells like a cheap...
Cheap Playboy fragrance is what they think. I saw that actually multiple reviews said that.
That it smells like a cheap Playboy fragrance?
Yeah, specifically Playboy fragrance.
You're bullshit.
I swear on my life.
He just died. No. That is such an odd conclusion for people to come up with that don't know each other.
I haven't smelled a single Playboy fragrance.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was going to bring up. It's like, what fragrances are y'all keeping around your house, man?
Yeah, they're like, this is terrible. It reminds me of all my Playboy fragrances. I already don't trust your...
So is this going to smell like wet towels or something?
We're about to find out.
Okay.
But first, we got to go back in time, Ryan. We got to talk about Aaron Terrence Hughes.
Onyx.
Hit the music, Todd.
Yeah. One night stand review.
Well, Mike, after figuratively staying the night with Aaron Terrence Hughes.
Yeah, that's overseas, so.
Yeah, couldn't really make that one. Whatever, you had a little...
We have connections, though. We could have possibly made it happen.
Yeah. You know what? I'd pay to see that episode. So you flying over to good old London.
Yeah.
I know. I won't do it because I don't fly, but...
Yeah. We're trying to figure out Scent Explorer, and Ryan's like backing down every alleyway trying to figure out how not to fly.
God, just worried.
The whopping 2.5 hour flight to New York.
I have... The weird, you know what? So the other day, I actually messaged you. This is going to sound random at first. I messaged Mike. I was like, man, wouldn't it be great to get a job with like the Dallas Cowboys, like media team? and work for them for like a year or two, because then you have it on your resume. That's badass, right?
Yeah, the boys.
And in my head, I immediately was like, man, we'd have to fucking go to whatever state that they're playing, whatever dumbass team that's not the Cowboys, that are not cool. And
yeah, and it's not like they're all driving around on a tour bus.
They'd have to fly. That's correct. But my weird theory is that I would actually feel protected going with the team because,
oh, you know, my God,
yeah, the whole team's not going to go down. They're going to make sure that plane's going to land.
Oh, my God, Ryan. For real?
I'm dead serious, dude.
Good God.
But if it's just me and you two plebeians getting on a plane, who fucking knows where that thing goes?
Look, nobody wants a plane to go down. They're not just going, okay, well, we've got to let one hit the ground. It can't be the Cowboys. Is Ryan on a flight anywhere? Yeah, make sure that one goes down.
The other part of it is I'm always like, I don't wish a plane crash to ever happen, but I'm always like, oh, one just, you know, it like barely took off the runway and it had a little mishap. I'm like, cool, now they're going to be tightening up restrictions and now they'll be safe. I'd probably fly then after that.
Oh my God, dude. You...
I'm a weird person. I'm not afraid to admit
that. The statistics of people dying just driving every day, it is one of the most dangerous things you can do in your life.
Look, I bet you more people have
seriously... And you're like driving with your knee, you're lighting a cigarette, and you're, you know, finishing up a Popeye sandwich.
Look, I bet you seriously, statistically, we could probably prove that more people have died choking on a hot dog than like dying in a plane crash.
100%. Good Lord. But let's talk about Onyx, for example, which wasn't a brutal wreck, but actually a beautiful fragrance.
God, that thing, I don't get the hate for it.
I don't either.
Well, let me take that back. I don't get why there was some hate for it.
Well, specifically, the user that we pulled up is a very popular fragrance reviewer.
I didn't know it was until after the show.
I didn't either.
And they're so... Oh, you didn't know either?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so we weren't taking shots then.
No.
Okay.
I am now, though. I don't trust the guy.
Oh, my God.
There's something personal going on there. For real. You can't tell me you smell that fragrance. Could you smell anything that this guy was saying about it?
Well, the whole, like, soul, like, piss in their pants.
Yeah, the whole thing. He was like, it was a grandmother's perfume that smelled terrible, tried to cover it up with their baby sister's perfume and then pissed their pants. This is this fragrance weirdo guy. I think he's part of the other fragrance podcast. I don't trust that guy.
I'm not going to go down that route, but also...
Maybe he was just trying to be funny and it just wasn't funny.
I don't know. So a lot of people can't be as... Are you going to kick our fucking wheels around? A lot of people can't be as funny as... No, I'm not going to say that. I kind of want to say this, and if it needs to get deleted, delete it, Todd. But it's like, I'm not supporting like Aaron Terrence Hughes straight up, because there are some things with that website design that I can't fucking stand.
Oh, specifically, let's just say it that way. We're not creating cryptic messages out there either. As a fragrance reviewer, you have to click a box that says, if you buy this fragrance, that you're not allowed to make content on it.
Yeah, it's so weird. I mean, look, if he hears this podcast, I doubt it. But if he hears it, I really think, man, just let people say what they want to say. Because we've had a couple of people send us stuff of his. And I think there might be one that I was kind of like, nah, I wasn't into it that much. But there was this one, Onyx, which is amazing. We've been smelling Odyssey forever. I don't think we did an episode on it.
We haven't. We need to, though, because we like that
one. Yeah, Odyssey's good. And then...
Slut.
Now, Slut, the initial opening, we were kind of turned off. But when we came in the next day for the One Night Stand review...
We were turned off because it was named Slut and it felt a little safe and soapy.
Yeah, but the dry down got crazy. It was good.
It was very slutty. I loved it.
All this to say... Mr. Aaron Terrence Hughes, if you listen, we have no connections or affiliations with this guy, but if you listen somehow to this episode, take that dumb shit down.
Because one, people are going to say what they're going to say either way, like fragrance weirdo on Fragrantica. I mean, surely there was no agreed upon thing to where he was just like, oh, I'll totally be cool. And that he was clearly trying to be an asshole.
Hey, for real, it lost a sale because I was going to buy the 10 mil decant that they sell of Onyx and of Onyx Extreme before we were blessed enough to have some people send it to us.
Right. Yeah. Because I came back talking about how great it smelled. loud. We really wanted to buy it and do an episode on it because you wanted to smell it. I wanted you to smell it.
Yeah.
And now that you did smell it, what'd you think about it?
It's incredible. I really did like it. And it lasted a long time. Loved the dry down on it. It was a good smell. I loved it.
Yeah. Smelled amazing. Did not smell. Again, here's the issue that I have, and I'm just going to go on a tangent. Maybe he actually believes this. I'm talking about fragrance weirdo now. Maybe he actually believes what he typed, but I don't think he does.
You don't?
No. A guy who smelled that many fragrances can smell Onyx.
Yeah.
And not be like, wow, this smells great. I don't care if he said, this smells great, but it's similar to A fragrance or similar to B fragrance. I would be fine with that. I can smell some similarities. What I don't get is it's an attack just to be an asshole.
I don't know. I don't necessarily feel that because I'm going to actually defend him here for a second, okay?
Okay.
This is the dumbest thing, but who cares?
No, I love it.
So I'm going to play what Mike loves to do. He loves to play devil's advocate all the time. He's fucking puppet master with strings over here.
We rarely get to interact with drama. You know, yeah. We rarely cross streams with drama. So now I'm like, hey, let's talk about it a little bit.
Okay, so to position this, you said it was a huge hit in Milan. All the women loved it. They were smelling Chris like, oh my God, Chris, you smell incredible.
Men and women, to be fair. Okay. Our whole traveling group, we had a pretty large group of us that were kind of bouncing around from different place to place.
Yeah, Mike came back with a jar. He said, I captured some of Chris's essence in it. You want to smell it?
For sure, yeah.
So you said it smells good, and then you have this guy who says that it's dog water, right?
The biggest piece of trash he's ever smelled.
Well,
basically.
I mean, how popular is Acqua Di Giò and Acqua Di Giò Profumo, and you fucking hate it?
Yeah, you're right.
So he could be entitled to that opinion. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you're the asshole, Mike.
I can agree with that. Look, we've had plenty of people write in and go, Ryan, he's cool. Mike, he's an asshole.
No, he's
I can
not.
Totally get behind that. I'm like a certain flavor. And people who like this flavor, they love me.
God, I love that flavor.
I love your flavor, too. But there are some people that I just rub the wrong way, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, deep down, my heart is in the right place. I promise you. I want to love and foster community between everybody if I can.
Yeah.
But some people just go, I don't know what it is, but I don't like that guy.
I think some people in the emails still, I'm saying this like we get a lot. We've only gotten like two total emails or messages that have said something about not liking Mike.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think some people just don't understand our friendship and understand that we really are rough on each other, you know, on this podcast and outside the podcast. It just is what it is.
Yeah. You save it for like, no one's around. No one could be recording. You give me tons of shit. But if anybody's around, you're like, oh, yes, sir, right away, sir.
There is some truth to that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you play the sweet innocent, but in reality, you're like fragrance weirdo. You're an asshole.
All right. You ready to smell the scent of the day that's been sent to us so graciously from Mark and actually Chris from Fragmental? He sent us a sample of it too when he sent us a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he did. So let's break down the story. When we first heard about it, Chris had a bottle of it. It wasn't available that we knew of in the US. And so Chris offered to send us one. He sent us one. And I think it took nearly 2 weeks to get from him to us.
Yeah.
And in that time, Mark contacted us and said, hey guys, I have Le Male Elixir here. I'm going to send it to you. And we're like, no way. So he sent that to us. And this just goes to show you, by the way, guys, if you're looking for a fragrance and it doesn't look like it's available in the US, Canada, or Puerto Rico, it actually is through Mark and myfragrancesamples.com. So that was the cool thing is we didn't think we could get anywhere. And so we had our intercontinental partner, Chris, shoot us this over. But then Mark already had it, guys. So he's got streams and access to fragrances that you may not be able to buy a bottle, but you sure can buy a decant by going to myfragrancesamples.com.
Hit us with that fucking juice, dude.
You first, please, my friend.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to get real wild with it, just so you know.
We got a lot.
Oh, shit.
Lloyd Christmas over there?
I had it pointing the wrong way. It shot over the mic. God damn it. Woo. It's loud. Huh.
You feeling like a playboy over there?
It smells good. It's pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I'm missing, and I guess maybe I need to like paint the picture different in my head on what I should be expecting. But I'm thinking Lamal. I think the original Lamal, that very minty, clean.
Yeah.
So Lamal Elixir, I'm thinking it's going to take that to the next level. And I feel like this is not in the same vein as that at all to me.
Yeah, could this be Ultramal Elixir?
I think so. I think it should have been called that.
It kind of has a Spice Bomb vibe to it.
Yeah. If it does have an original Lamal thing, just like with anything else, when the concentration gets so deep.
Yeah, like an elixir.
Yeah, it's like you lose a lot of those up top pretty parts of the fragrance. So there's a reason why I don't really care for that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this is disappointing me right now, but it's definitely got me on the fence about things. Just because I was thinking it was going to be more of what the original Lamal is. And that would have been sick.
Everybody's doing elixirs now.
I hate it. I fucking hate it. I hate it.
It's coming out.
Intense or elixir? It's the big names and fragrances now.
Yeah, it's just one of these things. It's a marketing ploy.
God damn it.
We've been complaining about the intense thing for a while. What is, if you're going to use the word intense, what does it actually mean? And our friend Chris Fragmental made a cool video a few days ago.
Really?
Of like, are you tired of hearing the word intense?
Yes.
Here's some fragrances that are actually intense.
Without the intense verbiage in it, I guess.
I think some of them were elixir, some of them were this, okay. But it was like, hey, this is actually giving you your intense money's worth.
This is such a weird fragrance to me. Like on my skin, oh my God, it's starting to smell like Play-Doh over here. What the fuck?
Not Playboy, but Play-Doh?
Yeah, what the fuck? Is it me? Does it smell my skin, bro?
No, it's got kind of a super salty,
yeah,
almost kind of like if your name was Fragrance Weirdo and you wet your pants.
I am not trying to start drama over here. I'm not one of, I will not let this podcast be that. I hate shit like that.
I can't help it. It just felt like a cheap shot.
Oh my God, let it go.
I can't let it go. I can't. I'm trying. It bothers me. And look, I don't even know Aaron, but it just felt like a cheap shot. Yeah,
I'm not liking this. I'm not liking it.
On the skin, it's having a kind of too salty.
Yeah.
Kind of, you get what I'm going. You get, yeah, where I'm
very
headed with
wet
it.
Towel vibe, right?
Yeah. Like if you wet the towel, you know what I mean?
This thing. God, I'm seriously, fragrance companies probably owned all by Estee Lauder at this point. Fuck, man. Are y'all that lazy? Come up with something better than just saying intense, man.
Well, this guy came up with Wanted by Night, right?
Yeah. And you know what's funny is there's just a little bit of that in this. Like you can smell like some of that DNA. You know what I'm, yeah, saying? That's another thing with, God, I don't want to like tear this establishment down, guys, but it's like, it is what's frustrating sometimes when you smell certain fragrances because, you know, it's like they make most, you know, Wanted by Night and then that's their layup and then they go, I can do this layup, but I can switch it to the other hand now. It's the same layup though, but it's a little, yeah, different. You know, that's what I'm kind of,
man, because it's a little muggy in here. I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt. Is it because we're having just the tiniest clammy beads of sweat happening out here?
No.
So we don't have any AC or fan or anything going on?
I don't believe that.
Yeah, because here's the thing too, though. If this does that, I'm not going to wear it if I think I'm going to get hot for any reason if it creates that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm really having a hard time,
you know,
with
what?
It on my skin.
These people might be right with this cheap Playboy scent shit. It smells kind of cheap. It does.
What about on the card, though? The tester strip.
It smells like, again, like maybe the bottom half of something like Stetson or something, right?
No.
Really? That's what I'm kind of getting.
I kind of get that Wanted by Night, Spice Bomb, sweet,
man, I don't spicy. Get Spice Bomb. I can't throw Spice Bomb in the mix with this.
Well, no. I would much rather have the Spice Bomb EDT than this, for sure. It may have some potent power, But the issue with it is on my skin, it smells a little...
A little fucky?
Maybe that would be the word I would go with.
These are merely opinions, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Yeah. Don't get upset and be like, this is clearly a personal attack by Mike, who has a personal vendetta against Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Hey, for real, let's kind of dial it back. Let's talk about the bottle. It looks beautiful.
It's a beautiful bottle.
Another example of a beautiful bottle wasted on a fragrance, you know. This isn't a bad fragrance, by the way.
The bottle is your Le Male sculpted, jacked, beautiful, masculine physique.
Yes, with a package.
Uh-huh.
And it's all gold!
Yeah, and stripes on the bottle that I think in pictures they look black, but I think it's actually to where you can see the juice in the bottle through the striped areas.
It looks good. The trend is pretty damn good for this thing, which is shocking, and not because I think it's putting its 500 pound body piggybacking on the frail 100 pound body that is the original Le Male name and getting out there and making some waves.
Yeah, Le Male really isn't that popular. The original Le Male isn't super popular.
It isn't. It's known, but it's like, I don't know.
Nobody's wearing it.
I used to wear the shit out of it, you know.
It smells great.
Oh.
It really grew on me. I was like, you left your bottle up here. I would always spray it.
Dude, the original Le Male, it kicks the fucking door in on this thing.
Because that was Kirkjian, right?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And now they're pulling in the B players.
I don't want to say that.
I'm just kidding.
No. The gentleman's name is Quentin Bish, and he's the perfumer for this. He has done some crazy good stuff.
He did some Parfum de Marly.
Yeah, he's done
Wanted by Night.
Obviously, yeah. So it's like there's some big hitters he's made, and congratulations to that guy. We're not tearing this thing down and saying this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Obviously, there's some art to this. They know what they're doing. Is it the stuff that we care for? For me, no, I don't. I don't care about it. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not bad. It's not inspiring. I want fragrances to really make me go, whoa, okay. You know, I'm enjoying that shit now. And I'm not afraid to say it, okay?
Well, good.
I'm telling every last one of you that I'm not afraid to just enjoy a fragrance that I want to enjoy. Like, I enjoyed the Spice Bomb. It's not a niche thing. I don't have to have niche.
Yeah.
Every time we smell
something. No, you're a niche snob. I hate designers.
Absolutely not. In my Aura basket right now, because I was thinking about ordering something from Aura, I was going to get another thing of Cedric Boise, which I guess technically qualifies as niche. But I was also going to get new Acqua Di Giò Parfum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like I'm in the designer club, guys.
Yeah, it's true. Last bottle I bought was Lunarosa Carbon.
Yeah, he just was bragging about
saw
that.
Saw a juicy deal on a 5 ounce and I had to pull the trigger. I will always do that, by the way.
Well, before we get into the skip it, sample it, buy it, this is $114 if you get the 2.5 ounce. It's $145 if you get the 4.2 ounce of this thing.
Youch.
And yes, folks, the package does get bigger with the bigger size.
Well,
in case they were wondering.
If you were worried, Ryan's going to make sure and measure every inch and circumference for you, so...
Okay.
It's getting better on the skin.
Really?
Yeah. It's not as salty.
We'll see how it
catch my drift.
Yeah, it's definitely not as salty, but I don't know. I have to let it ride for a minute.
Okay, well, let's ride on into the skip it.
Sample it.
Buy it.
What are you going to do, Mike?
What are you going to do, Ryan?
The same thing you're going to do. We're going to skip it. I was almost going to just say it for you. Yeah, we're going to skip this thing. I can just see his face.
Yeah.
It's a face I see often of just pure disappointment, almost regret.
I really do like the original Le Male.
You used to not to. It grew on you.
Yeah, it really did. You can change your opinion on things, guys. That's something you can do as well.
Yeah. It's okay. This isn't bad. If I'd never smelled Wanted by Night, I'd probably be pretty impressed with this.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. If I never smelled Wanted by Night, because I feel Wanted by Night in this. I mean, it's made by the same perfumer.
Man, to me, and here's what I'm worried about. I feel like this would be really nice in cooler weather.
It may be. You may be onto something.
But when it comes to right now, 105 degree weather, it's a no. Which, again, we know from fragrances, sweeter fragrances, not really meant to go out blasting. And 105 degrees Fahrenheit, for you guys that are not Imperials.
Also, we have that thing called the heat index, so it actually feels like it's 110 to 115 degrees daily here.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah. Global warming isn't real, y'all. Anyway.
So what were they calling it? Global scorching or global burning or something like that now?
I don't know. I feel like I burn enough in Texas to know there's something amiss in the air, in the atmosphere. But I'm not getting into that.
It could be that we're spraying too many fragrances or eating away.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. And we'll probably delate this part anyway. I don't want to be
feel like it was
too bad. I'm not trying to be political, people. Mm. Yeah, it's a skip. I felt like I had way more energy going into this episode. In the beginning, it felt great. I want to go back in time, Mike, right before we finish the one night stand review.
Yeah, you do. When you were like trying to slow me down and I was like getting really revved up.
It's getting better on the skin. It's getting better, guys. I just don't know.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it is so concentrated that it's just too much for us. It's too hot to handle.
Let me read an email on the way out. That'll help.
Yeah, okay.
That'll make me feel better about things.
Is this Doug's email?
This is Doug's email. Our winner of the Ralph's Club Parfum partial bottle, donated to us by MyFragranceSamples.com, Doug wrote, just got an order from MyFragranceSamples.com.
Yeah. Don't blame you.
Yeah. In it, I bought a 32 ml decant of Coastal Carolina Parfums 2-6 Elixir.
I don't blame you for that either. I love that fragrance.
Hot dang, does it smell great. This might be my new favorite fragrance. I would have never tried this had it not been for this podcast. Keep up the great work. You know what? We are going to keep up the great work.
Yeah, and you're going to keep spraying it up, Doug, because we're hooking you up with a partial bottle.
That's right, Dougie. You're getting a partial bottle, buddy. Coming your way.
Thank God it's not Lamal Elixir. I'd feel bad sending that one out.
Oh, boy. What a treat this episode is probably not going to be for everybody.
I have a feeling the one night stand review will be polar opposite.
You think so? You're calling your shot now.
Yeah, because it's getting better.
The hand's definitely better. At first, it was very, I don't know.
Yeah, it did something for a second. Now it smells, it's like spice bomb without the sizzle.
Okay.
It's sweet, a little spicy.
I'm ready to get out of here, dude.
Okay.
It's hot.
Yeah. I got some nasty emails to send out to some fragrance reviewers.
He's not going to send shit. All right, everybody, if you loved today's episode, and I'm sure you did, make sure to check out thecolognepodcast.com. You can see all of our links and also go follow us on your favorite platform. Go hit us up on Patreon. Like we said in the beginning, we have another podcast. Don't worry, we're not leaving this one. But we got another podcast. It's something unique that we're going to try for a good while because me and Mike love to eat.
Yeah, you got to eat. You might as well have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing our first 10 episodes there. Go check out our Patreon and listen to us everywhere. Make sure to follow us.
Blood samples.
Everything, please.
Social security number.
It's free.